Bitch, I'm Madonna, por favor. I don't own a copy of Bitch, I'm Madonna. And I do not want to look it up. And listen to it on my phone. So, you're just going to have to listen to Bitch, I'm Madonna on your own time. Because if I hear it, I might die. Yes, only on Tidal. Yes. I'll go sign up for a Tidal account. Of course the flag, the fucking the high def streaming, the hi-fi version. As if that's something someone needs. All right, radio, blow me away. Blow my fucking mind. No, radio.
In the mix on Electric Area.
In the mix on Electric Area.
On Sirius XM.
Hello. Yo. Yo. Juicy
Gotcha
Cream.
No,
oh, man.
I'm glad he didn't
know, man. To see if the police would continue with their lies before he...
I shout...
Oh, that's what happened?
Yeah. Shout out to Fadeen Santana. I'm going to post him on my Instagram.
I want
to
interview him.
And what he did, he the one who put the text on everything and all that?
I mean, I think he sold it to New York Times. They probably did all that. They probably did the slow motion. But he's a G for following the whole ordeal.
He's a G for coming out clean. Yeah. He better have a clean
record. He was black?
And he better fucking put a
Hispanic?
Hoodie.
Shout to him.
Put a hoodie over his face or something, man. He gotta watch himself, yo. Word.
Yeah.
888-845 Street Super Radio. So look, that was current events.
Yes. Rest in peace.
Now, I got this joint you just gave me, right? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you got it? Oh, I got a joint, yo. Shout out to the homie Vado, me and Vado. K Slade, this the first time releasing the joint. I wasn't gonna release this yet, but
just play it one time up here. Like
yeah, play it one time up here, then you know. Then, you know, Slay gonna hold it until I'm really like, yo, Slay, push that.
Put in the vault.
Shout out to Vado.
Vado,
money ain't the issue. What's the problem? Shout out to Lazier. He on the joint, too. He matter of fact, Lazier, my producer, produced the joint. Yeah, let's get it.
What's the problem? Money ain't the issue, what's the problem? If you got a problem, we can solve it. Semi-automatic, I'm revolving. You know I don't stop, don't get me started.
I be on my own grind, nigga, fuck the pole now. Order, I can hold mine. Loyalty, I show mine. I don't need a cosign. Realer than all y'all, packets that rap. Matter of fact,
fuck all y'all.
I ain't with the politics. Me, I really body shit. Talk a lot of shit, but when I see him, it's the opposite. Death to the opps on my block, I hope somebody get shot in their brain and the shooter remain anonymous. It ain't a game, ho. I really bang them. You know the name, know the game, what you playing for? All this rap shit, it's just my day, bro. I got workers and shooters on the paper.
Thank you.
out there thinking about switching on my speeds and swings. Spitting different, yeah, that's not the scene I'm in. I keep it grim, grind my G'd up, looking ultra lean and thing. Super lemon, lock it down, I'm popping out Christina ring. Try have to get it done, I'll give the fucking vets around and show them who they're fucking with. Like swing a fucking next to you. Foul mouth and stubborn, I'm arrogant and selfish. Looking to duck out again, just like my ex killed it. Yeah, I've learned to focus more and now I see my past lit up. My father's son, trying to shelter him from what his father's done.
This is not a great rap.
Wouldn't be here if it weren't for faith and I'd work away.
It was Gravis, made of stone, of thugs, of thugs, of thugs. Without Gravis, there'd be no planet, no planet.
Crazy kooky blaze a doobie, tap a guy to rip a groupie, make a tape and play the movie, wake and bake and make a smoothie. If I tag team the combo, we'll kill a small clan of heads. Not joking, last time we did it caused the quaking, man. It's riddled to Rick Rick, fiddling with fiddlesticks, chucking things at Little Mix while shouting you can't sing for shit. I'll set up a spin kick, propel the head to outer space. Out my face, screaming out loud, bouncing around the house of state. It's gully gucky.
Don't think so. 77 is top 10 single, Lonely Boy. He was born on a
song is from 2000 to 2009. I would have pegged this at fucking like 98 or something.
you, clearly. But some folks around the office here have indicated, more than a couple of them, that their most anticipated Coachella set this coming weekend is definitely Tame Impala. And I kind of gotta agree. I'm just looking forward to hearing more new material from Tame Impala, hopefully as part of their Coachella set. That is happening this weekend. Again, full coverage all weekend long, happening up one channel from here, Alt Nation 36, Josiah, this Wednesday night. This is one of the new Tame Impala tracks we have so far, and it is quite good.
I'll be the judge of that. Drums are all right. Like the drums. Liking the drums. Track. I don't like the singing didn't really do it for me, and like the. Things about that. There are things about that song that I think are pretty good.
I'm live from Daryl's house. That's April the 15th on the website LDFH, and then on Palladia, April the 30th, the Red Rocker Sammy Hagar. With Daryl Hall. Sammy, after this from the boss.
I never.
More than just car insurance.
Feeling thirsty?
I never want to listen to Bruce Springsteen.
It's called Hydrozone, and it's like its own planet of amazing beverages, from ice cold energy drinks to water and juice.
If you tell me, hey, Born in the USA is on, I might be like, yeah, well, gravity was the rest of this, I guess. In the store.
Feeling
but,
thirsty?
Right
now at Extra Miles Hydrozone. Get 2 28-ounce Gatorades, any flavor for just...
That's...
My blood, you're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I want.
Shout out to those of you on your way to go see Florence and the Machine at the Masonic in San Francisco tonight. She's also going to be in town tomorrow night, so yeah. Make that a thing.
That's where I'm headed.
I'm Dallas Gun M83. This is Live 105, the Bay Area's alternative.
This song, like, was so fucking come and go for me. Because, like, I heard it a couple times and said, oh, this is nice. I like this. And then it was fucking everywhere. And it just got pounded into the fucking ground within like a week or something. I was like, all right, no, I get it. No, it's a good song. No, I understand. Fuck it. Please. Don't do it like this. Yeah. It's just...
Look at me, long as you coming home, girl, I don't mind.
No, I don't.
When you get off of work, I'll be ready to go in no hurry.
I don't want to hear that song ever.
Available everywhere. You want to listen on our free iHeartRadio app.
Download it now.
I just love Kiss.
There's all the music I love.
Yeah, you've got a lot, you know, you've got a lot of choices on the radio or on music to listen to on the internet, so why not choose fucking FM radio? Like censored versions of fucking songs. That's cool.
Hell yeah.
I like the idea of playing Bitch Better Have My Money on the fucking radio.
Free S1, free my brother S1. You know, he up top CC. Free Unkin Beano, free Hot Boy, free BMO. You know, Mr. B.
But yeah, K, that's this Saturday, New Flame Lounge, me, you, and Luscious Luck.
This ain't no motherfucking people.
this music still has a place on any of the electronic music stations here on satellite radio, you know? I feel like this stuff, like, went so fucking far out of style at this point. Right? I mean, it had its moment and it was kind of over. I still think it's all right, because it's just fucking insane and stupid in a way that I think is funny. But also sometimes kind of okay. And I think it's just this guy's show, this one Thursday night show, where they'll play some of it, some shit like this, you know? They just feel they gotta throw a fucking bone to the knuckleheads that love this shit. Listen to fucking British dudes rap.
Colchester, Vermont. Brother JJ in Miami.
Like, some of it's, like, technically proficient and stuff. Like, certainly, like, some of it's all right. But it's like, there's a certain element of grime and some of the other stuff where they're, like, they're trying very desperately to sound hard. And it does not fucking work.
Wasn't that dude the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or something?
Yeah, I think he was. Didn't his cousin Carlton kick his ass one time?
Super poppy shit is just fucking hilarious to me, too.
I want you to know Zed and Selena jumping 7 to 13 on Easter weekend. So, back to Nick Jonas, who did not miss a beat after his tour with Iggy Azalea fell apart. Nick hosted the Kids' Choice Awards last Saturday, then performed at our iHeartRadio Music Awards last Sunday. And the rumor everywhere was that he's planning a tour of his own in the near future. So, we just asked him, Will you be?
I will be, yeah, at some point in the fall. I'm going to definitely get out on the road and play my music with my family.
Hashtag, you're my everything. Number 12. With a wine-stained
lips, yes, nothing but... Fucking what? Ryan Seacrest just tell Nick Jonas that he was his everything?
Rich Radio.
We just ran a soul train. I don't know somebody at home, man. Get these bitches stalking, wanna know my whole name.
No,
it was the guy that picked him up and body slammed his ass that said it.
Somebody heard that three times.
I don't know what they was talking about.
I think that's the code word for get off the stage.
That was the stress call. Like,
well, Jess, you don't have one of those safe words if you're with your group of girls and there's security around and somebody wants to come up to you and touch the goods?
No.
Okay. No. Pop that bottle.
They respect me out here. They know not to touch me. They too worried about Kay fucking them up. So that's...
Yeah, ain't nobody touching Jack.
That's
Cold word. I don't mind if you think about a nigga touching them up or their sister or something like that. Right. When you think to go that direction, it's consequences.
Yeah, but people are stupid, though.
It's consequences to your actions. You know what I'm saying? To everybody's actions.
Suplex City. Suplex City.
I just want to know.
What?
But nah, but I seen you do it with.
Wait,
with,
what?
The nigga had a, he was in a wheelchair.
I'm sorry, what?
With a cast on his leg.
You know, okay. I don't know where you saw this.
Yo, I'm about to pull that shit up.
Please.
888-845, speak to the radio. Anybody hit me up if you seen Plies in a wheelchair performing.
Tag K on Instagram.
Like about a day, like the next day or day or two after.
So we can see this Peg Jazzy Bell on Instagram.
Yo, that's right, he's drama game.
I tagged you into this shit.
I thought it was Photoshop. Was it a footage or a picture?
It was video.
Oh, I didn't get it. It got lost in the sauce. Man. But how do you feel about the whole situation? Like the security? And did you feel that the guy was rightfully so doing that? Did you see his interview afterwards with the busted lip, the nose, and the eyes?
I heard it.
They're talking about the rapper Plies, who got thrown off stage by a fan. Like earlier this week or last week or something.
My nigga.
Like someone fucking rushed the stage and straight threw him off, which I think is fucking hilarious.
I really don't see it.
There's a video of it, I think. I don't know.
Okay.
For what reason? I don't
see it. But he said that it was his top 5 favorite artist.
What I'm saying is, I heard they was like shitting on him, not letting him up on the stage before. They said, Lies up the nigga on the stage.
He did. He asked for help.
So now, I let you on the stage, nigga, when they shitting. Why the fuck you body slam me off the stage?
Yeah, that's true, though.
That's what I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying?
Like, man, he lucky that was Plies or wasn't Hogan 4/5.
He could avoid it.
BX, what up?
He could avoid it all of that and just left that nigga in the crowd and he would have never had no egg on the stage.
Yeah,
true.
Man.
True.
So that's why I feel like he was wrong for doing it.
Okay.
Shout out to him.
The guy that body slammed him was wrong for doing it.
Then he was getting too close. The nigga was like, yo, man, like, we two men. Like, we ain't, you know what I'm saying?
Watch, he gonna drop an album now.
The next thing you know, that nigga was like, color money. You see the little flies, little nigga feet in the air. I'm like,
yo, it's supposed to bump like a rag doll.
So I'm gonna come out with a big statement.
It was effortlessly done.
I seen him perform. I'm
straight MMA takedown.
Yeah, I thought about you a million times.
I gotta see that one. Performing in a wheelchair, I gotta see that one.
That's gangster. If you had, look, if you fucked your leg up and you had a date for that check, you don't want to consume.
Nah, it's shit.
Saying whatever. Fuck it. You could perform comfortably in a wheelchair.
I would have pulled a Derrick Rose too. I ain't gonna lie.
You know who I want to shout out though? Little Boosie Security. That motherfucker.
He had 20 security guards. They come at me like that, you better pop this bottle, man.
Plies had like 20 security guards on that stage. Little Boosie had one nigga in the back. He saw a nigga creeping on that stage. He had one drink of water in his hand and uppercut his ass.
Yo, that's my nigga, Dub.
I don't even think he was security. He was just like a random homie.
Hold on, shout out to Little Boosie. That's my nigga and everything. I gotta tell you, who's security? Gets the fucking trophy so far this year.
Not Little Boosie's?
No, Riff Raff.
Yeah.
Riff Raff?
Did you see that shit? Yo, this motherfucking
I didn't see that.
Riff Raff. Like, you know how a nigga performing? White guy, he just wanted to touch me. He went like this.
White guy.
What happened? to tap his shoulder.
Time his hand touched him. This 300-pound diesel nigga
over.
Hit this nigga like it's like he's waiting for this nigga's whole nigga whole life to get a nigga like this. This nigga hit him. This nigga hit him.
Put
like
emphasis on that shit. Yeah.
He took him down. He grabbed the nigga like this and tossed the nigga like that. Yo,
wow.
I'm saying I've never seen nobody get handled like that.
I appreciate security guards like that. They deserve a raise.
Yo, he owns that nigga.
He's gonna hope for a fish party as a rat, mo. Trust me.
Yeah, hey, hold on. I don't got no security, nigga. The fuck is you talking about? I got shooters. They don't got no security. Nah, I'm just playing.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Nah, nah, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I got security. Hope is gonna spend no more. Oh, bad. Yo, listen. Hey.
No.
It's all expected. Things are for the looking. If you got the money, quest is for the booking. Come on, everybody, let's get with the five. Still got room on the truck, load of black. Listen to the vibe, get a mental picture of this black man, black woman picture. Why do I say that? Because I gotta speak the truth, man. Doing what we feel for the music is the proof, man. Planet on the ground, the act is so together. Strong, you need leverage to sever. The unit, yes, the unit, yes, the unit called the DAS is delivering each year. LP, fill the street, cause you can find it on your rack in your record store. If you get the records, say your thoughts are adored and appreciated. Cause we're ever so glad we made it. We worked hard, so we gotta thank God. Pitching out the plastic, do the dance till you're spastic. If you diss, it gets drastic. Listen to the rhyme, cause it's time to make gravy.
This guy knows what the word squad means.
With us, cannot squad with us.
Can't squad with us. Thanks so much for listening to the Liquid Todd Show. That would make me Liquid Todd. I'm here Monday through Friday from 6 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time at Liquid Todd on Twitter. DJ Liquid.
Fuck, maybe I don't know what the
look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. Woo! And I know you ain't into all that. I heard your lyrics, I feel your spirit, but I still talk that cat ass. Cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I-
CBS XM. Thank you for listening to the best classic alternative music on the planet. Now, if you like today's music, the web's most influential music bloggers keep you ahead of the curve with 2 hours of hand-picked music every day on Blog Radio. And tomorrow you can hear Gorilla versus Bear on Sirius XMU. Channel 35 on at Sirius XM app starts tomorrow.
Coca-Cola buckle.
My acres of a land by the cheese.
cagreatamerica.com.
Fast lending solution, because we can loan you $2,600 to $25,000.
Pretty Boy Tank on the table, screen. Precious Cut. Corey B.
Yes, sir.
DJ Pretty Boy Tank, you know what it is. Keep it locked.
Yeah, yeah.
DJ Scream. The rich exclusive.
It's all upon your nigga. But I still got love for you.
Fresh the homies see my walking deep Versace team. We get it free wherever we go. She wanna give me deep throw, that's boosting up my ego. Your old nigga used to be fly, call him G4, we G5 and G6. I deep dive with three strips, three strikes, that's three sights. The pussy wet, C6. I'm still banging 3-6. Mafia, we popping up. Ain't boss, ain't dead strong, ain't no stopping us. Take off the Biggie shit, almost lost the Biggie stick. Wide dicks in a pair of awesome titties. We can meet at the mall to hang a can that board. 250 spent on the car with butterflies on the door. That's rich shit. Fucking bring me the money, that's pick shit. 10 bottles, why I spend all this money on this shit? Make me do shit that I never do. Float in the air from the smell of you. Baby, I'ma tell you.
Okay.
But I still got love for you.
That's why your girl was in my crib, nigga, last night. She was acting up, I had to give her act right. You know I eat the pussy, girl, you have a mad tight. Eat it up, eat it up, beat it up, beat it up. She don't like slow strokes, so you know I speed it up. She opened up her mouth.
Requires more than 10 writers, and the same touches Midas, but things might go minus if you ain't got a blanket agreement like Linus. Queen's finest, about to blow a T minus, the nicest ice.
Don't give a damn, somebody help me, but no, they don't get me, so I guess I'll be another victim of the ghetto. Ain't no escaping, cause I'm way too young. Pops is dealing, and on top of that, got mom sprung, steaming off the top. My pops is gone and that ain't no good. Got to follow in the footsteps of the homies from the hood. And was the role model? Niggas putting you in my fucking baby bottle. Damn, and through all the motherfucking pain, they done drove my mom's insane. So I guess I gotta do work so I ain't finished. I grow up to be a straight up menace. Shit. Come on, y'all.
Straight up.
times trying to do a smooth creep. And on top of that, niggas after me for fucking one of they hood rats. I ain't got time for the fucking bitch's story. Niggas want me, gotta come to my territory. And ain't no you can get up this. Niggas come and they get done on their own risk. What is it all about? Should I leave or should I stick? Cause I don't wanna punk out. Oh, what should I do? The homies say the hood's where it's good. Homeboy, I thought you knew. So in the process to show the hood my best, no time to react, caught two in the chest. Now look who's down, I guess I'm finished. I go out like a straight up menace. Chia,
chia.
Come on, y'all.
Salt and Pepper's Push It could use someone just occasionally saying yeah. Just Herbie the Love Bug in the back singing yeah. It ain't nothing but a Compton thing, as I understand it. Oh, all right. I'm home, and that's cool. Maybe you are home as well. In which case, that's cool as well. Have a good night, everybody. Yeah.